believe that there is an inner child, our innocent self, which needs nurturing just as much as our children do. So welcome to the hummingbird meditation. I'm going to invite you to lie down in Shavasana. Feel that you are lying with your weight equally distributed on both sides of your spine. Allow time to make any necessary adjustments to your body and your clothing. Do anything that you need to do so that you are able to lie still during the practice. Give the body time to settle and grow steady. Remember the time when you were a young child, filled with the excitement and wonder at the thought of visiting a beautiful garden that you like. Feel all the excitement, the joyful emotions and delight you felt at the time. In the garden, you see a beautiful hummingbird. It has brightly colored feathers that shine and radiate like jewels. It flies to you and sits on your left shoulder, which symbolizes your heart and heart chakra. It brings back to you the memories of all the joy and delight you experienced as a small child. The hummingbird and flies in front of you and makes a path like a rainbow filled with vibrant glittering colors. Follow the hummingbird along the rainbow path and into the world of light. In front of you is a beautiful arched gateway, and instead of strong iron bars, there are bars of glittering rainbow colors. The gate opens for you to enter, and you follow the hummingbird into a beautiful garden. It's like a tropical paradise, and there is a large lake surrounded by flowers. There are many hummingbirds darting about and sipping nectar from the flowers. All of a sudden, you become aware of a spirit guide beside you. It might be one of the yoga gurus or saints or some other sage or wise person that you know of. Look carefully at the guide and notice what he or she is wearing, what they look like, what ornaments or jewelry he or she is wearing, how you would recognize him or her again. The guide then picks the flower with a white trumpet-like bloom and offers it to you. The flower is like a cup or goblet and is filled with sweet nectar for you to drink. And as you drink, you feel revitalized and renewed and filled with enthusiasm as you were as a young child. With your inner vision, gaze down inside your body and see every atom and cell in the DNA filled with sparkling light, prana, the life force. And notice whether you feel better. The drink is like ambrosia, the nectar of the gods, and it is yours to enjoy. You may return to this garden and refresh yourself with nectar whenever you wish, and especially if ever you feel tired or alone. Now, it's time to say farewell to the guide. Follow the hummingbird back to the rainbow gate, along the rainbow path, and back into your everyday life. Slowly, very slowly, start bringing life into the body by moving the toes and the fingers, allowing the energy to circulate through your limbs. Inhale, lift your arms up and above your head towards the floor behind you with your palms facing up. You're feeling that line of energy all the way from your fingertips, the tips of your toes. As you exhale, bend your knees and draw your knees towards your chest. Wrap your arms around your shin bones. Massage your back from side to side. Turn towards the right. With the help of your left hand, ease yourself up to a comfortable position of your choice. You're going to be cross-legged, the legs away from the body, sitting tall. Lengthening all the way from the sacrum to the top of the head. Bring your hands together, palms together at the heart center. Just take a moment to bow towards Mother Earth, giving thanks to yourself for allowing this space to come into your life. Coming back to center. Release your hands down. Inhale deeply. Exhale through an open mouth and surrender. Thank you for allowing me to share your energy.